Christian Barkin. I'm the traceability project manager for BASF Fine Chemicals.
I guess my first question would be, how does BASF view traceability?
I can speak only for the fine chemicals business, but the way we look at it is as a integral part of measuring sustainability and eco-efficiency, and we've been marketing our high-quality products by using a whole-chain traceability network.
Now, as a, you know, you're a chemical company, and I guess it kind of struck me, why would this be so important to a chemical company?
Part of that chemical portfolio, we also have food and feed ingredients that are part of the industry, of the food and feed industry. And our goal is to promote those ingredients as high-quality ingredients, as ingredients that abide by eco-efficient standards that are sustainable, and then we can measure that sustainability via this whole-chain traceability system.
You talked about as the concept of a one traceability platform with this GTNet whole-chain traceability system. Can you tell me about that?
The network is a whole-chain traceability network provided by a Norwegian company called TraceTracker. We've been using it for the past few years at a few locations in Germany, and this is where most of our ingredients are getting produced. And we participated together with TraceTracker in a few pilot projects, and those have been successful. And we do believe that this is probably the best answer we could find right now to the food safety problems.
How is the value of traceability quantifiable?
You can do it in a couple of ways. Besides the obvious food safety and faster recall benefit and a pinpoint withdrawal, how they call it, where you could actually take just certain batches out of the market, the ones that are contaminated, you can also achieve brand protection and brand creation with via this traceability system. You can monitor temperatures and have a cold chain report, which helps you eliminate some of the spoilage. You can do the same thing with humidity logs. With you can calculate a certain feed conversion rate depending on how you feed your animals and what you feed your animals with, and then compare it over a period of time. So there are plenty of applications out there. Another one is a project that has been initiated in Vietnam with monitoring avian flu outbreaks and being able to put your hand quicker on the region and eliminate the causes. So the possibilities are unlimited as long as the participants are looking beyond just food safety and they're looking at value-added business possibilities.
And it seems like the way you're talking about it, the value goes all the way up the food chain, from the very start of food ingredients, feed ingredients, to all the way up. So it seems like it has value to every aspect of the food chain.
That's correct. I mean, I don't think there is any piece of the supply chain that cannot benefit from it, from the food and feed manufacturers to the farms and slaughterhouses and producers and distributors and even the retailers.
Everybody seems to be working, if they're working on it, on different systems. I guess that's all well and good, but why is it so important that those systems be able to interact with each other?
One of the advocated possibilities out there has been that if everybody does their job in terms of traceability, then food safety is assured. The problem is that interacting among those systems and getting the response time back from each one of the participants in the chain that is actually involved in a certain recall process takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And even if everybody is doing their job, and even if you get a hand on that data, just putting it together and putting A plus B together and find out which batch has passed through which hands and what were the splits or the divisions of that particular batch and the merges to other batches, it's fairly complicated and it takes considerable amount of time, money, and resources. Since the technology a traceability network would just put that A plus B together and provide it at the fingertips in matters of seconds.
You use a comparison to our communications networks, our phone lines, the internet.
That's right. That's exactly how the communication network works today, with different users connected to different networks that talk to each other, and that's exactly how I see the picture painted for food safety in the future.
Do you think BASF at this point is an early adapter of this kind of traceability technology?
We're proud to say that, at least in the fine chemicals division of BASF in food and feed, we are one of the first adapters of this. We have proactively taken a step forward, and we're happy to promote that early adapting competitive advantage to our customers and to the rest of the chain. We believe that this has to start somewhere. There are certain pressure points that can be applied throughout the chain, but since we're at the very beginning of the chain, just coming out and be transparent and open up to a whole chain traceability network increases trust that there is no hidden agenda.
All right. Thank you very much, Christian.
Thank you.